Some 2,000 people have gathered in the centre of Münster, bracing the rain. Martin Schulz, the Social Democrat rival of Chancellor Merkel, steps onto a stage, smiling and pointing to the sky.
It's good campaign planning when the rain stops as the candidate appears, so thank you to the organizers.
Schulz needs more than a break in the clouds to deny Merkel a fourth term in office. Lagging 15 points in the polls with just 1 week to go, he's telling voters to ignore the numbers, pointing instead to other polls that suggest half the electorate is still undecided. His campaign slogan, Time for More Social Justice, is aimed at the growing number of Germans worried about rising inequality, the wealth gap, and who feel excluded from the country's economic success.
Yes, the majority of Germans are doing well, but there are also many who aren't, and particularly with regard to temporary jobs or free access to education. These are issues Martin Schulz and the SPD champion.
Schulz talks about child poverty, the working poor. He promises more equality in the labour market, the healthcare system, free childcare, education and support for low-income families. And yet, even among the party faithful, many sound lukewarm in their support.
He would be a new face. And I know Martin Schulz from the European Parliament. I think he did a good job there. It's worth a try.
So why has the early enthusiasm for Schulz fizzled out? Why is his message not resonating with a wider audience?
I ask myself the same question. Maybe there was too much hype in the beginning.
Another reason may be that Schulz has avoided saying which parties he would share power with, because it's clear that neither Schulz nor Merkel will be able to govern without forming a coalition. On the other side of the country, in the northeastern town of Wolgast, Angela Merkel arrives at a campaign event. Ironically, here in her own backyard, not far from her constituency and where she once grew up, she faces her stiffest opposition. 150 far-right demonstrators line the street, throwing tomatoes as she drives by. They call her a traitor for letting a million migrants into the country during the refugee crisis of 2015. Inside a hall, speaking to a crowd of 800, Merkel defends the decision that sent her approval rating spiraling. Now she's once again the country's most popular politician, bolstered by those who want a familiar face at the helm in uncertain times and those who supported her decision.
She did the right thing during the refugee crisis and upheld the principles of the party. She has set our country on the right course and will make sure we stay on it.
Many complain the two candidates are too similar. Merkel has moved the Conservatives to the left, with the result that many of their positions are indistinguishable. No surprise that Merkel, too, promises more support for families, children and greater wage equality.
I like her. She comes across much better here than on TV. She's more aggressive, knows what she wants. She explains things well.
She's an important factor in securing peace internationally.
She's just talking about the war in Syria. She should be looking after us. She should go into town and see what it looks like. All the shops are closed up.
In this region of former East Germany, unemployment is twice the national average. Many feel Merkel is more concerned with global problems than her own people. The far-right AfD party fueling such sentiments. After beating the Conservatives in a regional election last year, they're now likely to enter the Bundestag. Whether Merkel or Schulz becomes chancellor, one thing is certain. The German political mainstream is set to move to the right. Mike Mühlberger, DW, Berlin.